So the Rambam again, the fourth parak. I believe we're in Halacha Gimel. Umhem chamisha dvar mosa also in yevshal lo shiyashuv b'tshuva gemurah lefi shem avanah shemen al mechaver v'inyidei chaveru shekotah lo k'dejach lo lo yisham menon limcha lo. And included in the 24 categories that are in Pid Teshuva are the following five that you can't do a complete Teshuva because you have to, if you've harmed somebody, you have to appease him. And if you don't know who he is, how can you appease him? So Hamakalel Sarabim, somebody who curses the masses, like those Jews, or those rabbis, or those, pick a category. He didn't curse one person or finger one guy. Everybody. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to find a rundown 11 million Jews in the whole world and find them? You know, it's impossible. It's somebody who decides he's going to buy a watch off the back of the truck. You know, somebody who divides up with a thief. Because you don't know who he stole it from. Ganav steals whoever he can steal from. And he brings it to him and he buys it from him or takes it from him. And you're also causing the thief to be reinforced that he's got a fence. He's got somebody who's going to use his merchandise. So you not only are stealing by stealing property from people you can't ever return it to and ask forgiveness, but you're also destroying another individual. Gimel, somebody finds something that's lost and he doesn't right away announce it. To return it. After time, he doesn't know who to return it to. So then what do you do? Or they're gone. Or God forbid, somebody eats the ox of the poor people or of the widows of the orphans. These are the forlorn people. And they don't live in one city all their lives. They go from city to city. As they wear out their welcome, the welcome mat, and they have to go somewhere else. Unfortunately, that's the human nature. Then you can't find them. And you don't know whose ox it was to return it to them. Then if you take bribe money to change the law, you don't know how far that does. It's not just a case between two people, because everything in the world and in life is interrelated, and you don't know the extent of the destruction that you've wrought. Because this type of a sin has feet. And again, you are strengthening the hand of the one who is the sinner. The Dalit. And there are another five categories that you've sinned. It's the general rule that you'll be unable to repent. And a person thinks, it's nothing, it's a kleinigkeit, it's not really a sin, so therefore why bother doing tshuva? And this is one. That somebody invites you to eat, and you eat like a chazer, or you eat anything, but you know the people are inviting you, but they really don't have food themselves. You say, I didn't do anything wrong, he invited me. No. Have rachmanas on somebody else. Be cognizant of that. Or if you use the deposit or the guarantee of a poor person, like you use his plow or something, say, I'm not doing anything, it's a plow. You know, I can plow my ground with it. No, that's thievery. Gimel, v'mistaka b'rayos. You look at filthy literature. Malal dato chen b'kachkum. You think it's nothing. Shomer v'chi b'alti y'koravti otsa. You say, what, did I have relations with her? I do something with her? No. Who ain't yodea sharia sainaim avon gadol? And he doesn't realize how great of a sin that is. She grams a legufin shel arayas. It brings you to arayas itself. Shnor v'lo surach v'lo avchem v'reinechem. We say it in the Shema every day. And days of mechabin klon chavero. You take honor from your friend. Omer b'li b'shenu chotaliv shenu chavero. Omer sham lo igilo boshes lo bisho. Elarach masa v'tovich hachmos lo lomu masa chavero. Chochmo k'day shir mechlal shu mechubet v'chavero bazui. In other words, no. you can't say that because your friend isn't there. You're making yourself great on his efforts, and that's thievery. And you don't think you're going to do tshuva because what am I doing? No, it's a terrible sin. And hey, v'choshed b'ksherim, you suspect innocent people. Omer b'libo, you say in your heart, well, I just suspected him. I thought he was a ganav. Let's ask, he's a crook. He didn't hear me. Nobody saw me. In my heart, I think he's a crook. So what? No, terrible sin. Because whenever we make a person who is kosher into a thief or into a sinner, that's a tremendous sin, because it brings forth hatefulness and it brings forth dissension among and between the Jewish people, which leads to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.